Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at a Dozen Live. I am your host, Sidney J. What's up? It is Wednesday, man. It means it's hump day after dusk on the show. And y'all know how I remind y'all every hump day, my special public service announcement, which is if you're going to hump somebody, hump them responsibly. All right. Anyways, you know, we got a very hot show coming up for y'all today. We got model Antoinette Soto out of Tucson, Arizona, coming to the show. Yeah, give it a little in just a second, but Gary, bringing the just a second. And also, too, we also have some community announcements we'll be mentioning, so y'all be on the lookout for that. And also, y'all got to go to YouTube, my YouTube channel. That's on youtube.com/CedZ05. That's CEDZY, CED05. Go there. And you can get inspiration from our good Reverend Dr. Feels so good. His inspirational word, most recent one, is turning the light. So y'all got to check it out and see what turning the light is all about. All right, that being said, I see guest of honors in the building. Let's go ahead and bring it in. Without further ado, this is the one and only Antoinette Soto, correct?
Yes, it is. Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Oh, man, it's good to have you. I know we were supposed to have this show last week, but hey, y'all know how sometimes some things go crazy and whatnot, and it's all right, because then we make it work, and just thankful to have you come through this week, that's it.
Yes, most definitely. I'm glad to be here, glad to converse on different levels. It's wonderful. No problem.
Yes. Now, a couple different things I want to chop up. You know, of course, you know, you got modeling, you do the fitness stuff. Reality show, a lot of stuff we got chopped up today. That being said, first off, let's get into the fact of how you actually got started in modeling, period.
Well, actually, I was kind of just, I fell into it. I was actually working at a company as a accounts receivable, and a production company from Telemundo saw me there. Then they asked me if I wanted to do Telemundo. Then they asked me if I wanted to be in a commercial. And there it was. And after that, I kind of just took it on another level. And now I've been modeling for about almost 6 years. So.
Oh, that's what's up. You know, even though I'm understanding, it's crazy. I understand Spanish a little bit. I just don't know how to speak it. I turned to Telemundo time, so it's a good look to see. Hey, she's on, she's doing the big, she's been on a very major network, so that's a big move right there.
No, and see, that's the thing, is that I'm not too fluent as well, so they actually call me Coconut, because I'm actually brown on the outside, but more white on the inside, but it's kind of broken up, but either way, I get through it, and it was mainly the look that they wanted, you know, to address that, but, you know, I was on the commercials, and it was fun, paid well, and...
Heck, you ain't got to see space for me, that's the same, you know, you convinced me enough. here's a perfect example. I got to play this. Here's a perfect example of her right here.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my puppy, DJ Ceddy J. Mwah.
Yes, indeedy.
And to put you on the spot, we're prepared to put you on the spot. Now, it's like you said, you moved from the commercial stage, and now doing this full blown. Like, when did you know that modeling was something completely what you want to do? Besides just going from doing commercials, and now, you know, you got AntoinetteSoto.com and an app and everything. Like, when did you know you really want to continue doing modeling?
Right. Well, that's the thing, is that modeling is just the foundation to create the revenue, but I actually want to produce my own clothing line, fitness clothing line. That's why I actually have my own trademark. It's called Wink Wink, and that's actually going to be produced to a clothing line, maybe even a fragrance. Who knows? It could be various opportunities can arise from that one entirety. I mean, as far as I want to get my LLC, so this way I can actually go forth with that.
And you know, now you know, see, you gave us a secret that I did not know. That's why I was wondering, like I saw on your Twitter, seeing your Twitter feeds, and then even on, like when I downloaded the app, it was like saying, wink, wink. I was like, she says a lot. It's almost like she's using it as a trademark. And you answered a very big question I had. I was like, what in the world? I see this a lot from her now.
Right, yes, wink, wink. I figured, I mean, it could be flirty. It could still be, I mean, it could still turn into a little bit of masculine. I mean, it just depends on how you use it and what frame you use it in. I mean, but basically I want to start a clothing line. I want to start that fitness line, and I'm just taking it from there. And modeling is just a foundation to get there. So.
I mean, I can see it could turn to a bunch of innuendos all day. It's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Wink, wink. It's like,
right.
I can see everyone's going to be started up. It's going to be a lot of crazy that's going to get started over there.
Exactly. No, I love it because on my Facebook, people will say something and they'll actually reply to me, my wink, wink. They'll be like, oh, what's up, Antoinette? Wink, wink. I love it. Right there, I'm like, it's like taking over. It's great. You know, it makes me feel like it's something. I'm putting a tick mark, you know, on this world, on the path of, you know, Antoinette Soto. So, who knows?
I mean, look at Charlie Sheen. He started winning. Look at that. I mean, you know, some simple thing, some simple phrase that people actually use. He started making it a big thing, being a winner and winning. And look at him. Got T-shirts with his face on it, and Topic and stuff over it.
Right. It could vary. Huh?
Excuse me? You're talking about starting the fitness line, too. One thing that you notice, y'all know their channel, like her YouTube channels and stuff, y'all see that she actually does a lot of fitness things, too. Like, is something, has that always been something that you've been very key on? Because, you know, a lot of people... So, I mean, I'm starting to notice that people are starting to get more health conscious this year.
Right. No, I actually used to be a fitness competitor for MPC Fitness. And so I competed for 3 years. And after that kind of just led into other genres of fitness. I mean, there's Zumba. There's even a pole fitness. So I've actually tried it all. It's not just one specific weightlifting or specific cardio. I mean, I've tried all different areas of fitness. So this way I can be more of a guru than anything. And I actually promote fitness all over my Facebook, on my website. I have fitness pics. So this way it's not just about looking good. It's actually having a whole wellness of well-being in your life. I mean, because if it starts from within, it actually manifests all throughout your whole life. So being in that conscious of having the fitness area, I think it can just manifest from one area to another. And in what I perceive it.
Yes, and it's funny that you say they call you coconut. So they should call you chocolate coconut. And y'all go see her pictures, y'all understand what I meant by that. Because y'all gonna see, they're gonna say, hold on, she gotta have a little bit more than just some standing mix there. It's like y'all just go to Twitter alone, you'll see one of the first recent images, you're gonna know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I am. I am voluptuous. I am voluptuous, but a lot of it, like as far as like my, I'm tall. I'm pretty. I mean, I'm 5'7", and so it all works out. I mean, I'm not a petite woman. I'm actually pretty tall. So.
Oh my God.
I actually just I did a wrestling, like WWE, a wrestling video with some other women. I was casted with that, and they called me the Latin Amazon on there. So it was funny. It was crazy.
Wow, crazy. And you tell me we can't possibly see you on Raw or something. Man, that's crazy.
You know what?
Now that you bring it up, I can really see you doing that now. Like, if I saw you that day, I'd be like, you, after this show, I saw you doing it, I'd be like, damn, that's crazy, because we were just talking about that.
Right. And like I said, I'm not opposed to doing. I mean, who knows what kind of doors can open up from fitness. I mean, it's not a fad. It's a lifestyle. So, I mean, it's going to be in forever. I mean, that and sports and music, you know, those are topics that will be here forever. So,
right. So WWE, y'all need to cast her. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, exactly. I go out there, pound some chicks, and say wink, wink at the end of my...
Now, you know what? You know, I've been noticing, too, like a lot of bottles that I've seen, like Detroit. There's been some from Detroit. One for Detroit that I know of. There's a couple. A lot of people are going to Tucson. What is going on in Tucson that everybody wants to go there now?
With Tucson, I mean, it is growing. Tucson is growing, but it's because I do a lot more work in Phoenix and Scottsdale. But Tucson, I mean, it's a more of a military college town. So, but there's been a lot of major artists here. Drake, Pitbull was just here, so it's a nice little town. So who knows? Who knows who's up and coming out of Tucson besides me?
Now, okay, we come back from the quick music break. We got a couple more questions we're going to chop over you. This is something that's coming up now. It's actually from a guest who's going to be here on Monday, or at least one half of the group. Of this group that's going to be ready to play Partners in Crime. And, man, definitely just an honor to have legends in from New Orleans. And they're actually going to be doing my show on Monday for Life After Katrina, in which we're going to be showing love to all my people after this, that made it, that are still surviving this day after that, this tremendous storm. And this, I mean, history means to say history is going to lie behind us forever. Everything that means our city basically being wiped away, and now to this date now, they are starting to bounce back real heavy, and I'm very glad to see this big, tremendous inspiration that, hey, anybody in your career, you want to do something, don't allow roadblocks to stop you from doing what you need to do.
Right. No, I mean, as far as like collaboration, anybody that I would like to work with, or what is it?
Oh, I'm about to play this track real quick. Then we got some more. We're gonna chop up with you.
Okay.
Alright, here we go.
What's your name, girl? Okay. I'm so attracted to you.
I'm back in the building and got my girl Antoinette Soto out of Tucson, Arizona, in the building.
That is right.
Now we're going to go into another thing. You're doing some, you're supposed to be doing, we're doing some work with a reality show, actually, in the works.
Well, the reality show was actually, it was called The Wing Girl. And I did a, I actually got, out of 500 submissions, I got one of the top 50, and then I got one of the top 15. It's just at the last minute, they actually changed up the due date of the casting, and I was unable, unfortunately, I was unable to go to that. But definitely, there's actually a lot of things. Busy Bone, there was a couple of things with Busy Bone going on that I was in collaboration with me, supposedly. So we'll see. But the, like I said, I'm always up for just main exposure, elite exposure, major exposure, anything. You know, that's you know, life is too short to just be opposed to anything. So who knows?
Right, I mean, you look around, like you said, you've done a little bit of everything. And one thing I gotta say is, too, like you're not the first, but you're one of the few of Hispanic chicks in the group on IamSoDivine.com. And you know, one thing that I like about that is that you're setting a trend, because a lot of people, like, it drives me nuts. They go and they look and they see, oh, the owner is black. Okay, is this just a black thing? And I like to say people like you don't look at it and label and say, hey, it's just a black thing, it's a white thing, it's a Hispanic thing. It's a people who's trying to do business thing. And I appreciate people
right.
like you that see that.
It's a diverse thing. It's not just one prospect. It's the whole world. So I mean, I'm not prejudiced of anything, regardless of what it is. It's all business. I mean, it's all networking, and that's how you get yourself known, if that's what you want, if that's what you want to pursue, you know, as a model. But as anything else, I mean, you take it and you run with it. You don't have to I don't have to just work for Telemundo. I can work for, you know, Steady J. I mean, that's the way it works. It's not just opposed to one genre. You have to be open.
I mean, that go back to what I said, chocolate. Coconut, you understand what that meant. So you understand that, hey, it's like, oh, you can make that transition perfectly. So.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I fancy all eyes of the nation, not just one, not just the Latinos.
Yeah, I got to talk about it now. I talked about it a little bit, but this is, like I said, you had to go, and this is one picture where you're like, holding up yourself in the back or whatever, and I'm like, whoa, I did not know it was like that. That was crazy. I was like, okay. Next picture. You know, I meant to illustrate. It's like, you know, it's like a storyteller. Some people were like, hey, you know, my words can tell what the story is without them having to see necessarily before they go down. Now everybody's going to rush over there and be like, I got to go see you now.
Yeah, you gotta leave something, you know, leave something to the imagination per se, you know.
Oh yeah, it's still there. Now they wanna know. Now they're gonna go look. Now they're gonna brush over there. Now you got an app too. Like I noticed that you have a very nice app that you got going now too. Like you're talking about the Wink Wink app. When did you actually release that?
That was actually released about 3 weeks ago. You know, my web designer, you know, he was telling me, he's like, there's so many things you could do with this. I mean, as far as, because you have this brand, it's a wink wink. I mean, you're not just taking pictures, you're not just a video model, you're doing something, a trademark. You can do various, you know, things with this, and you should. You know, your hardcore fans, they're going to be willing to follow you with just this one app. You know, it's a lot easier, a lot more exclusive. They'll feel like a part of you. And so that's the reason why I was I was all gung-ho about it. An app, definitely. An Antoinette app, a wink, wink. Okay, let's go for it.
Like,
it makes it easier for the fans.
And it's on a button, and then it's on, you know, a lot of times, what I like about your app, too, because they don't show, a lot of these people, like, hey, I'm making an app, and they don't show love to every phone platform. Like, it's always, hey, the app is for iPhone. Hey, the app is for Android. Hey, the app is only for iPhone and Android. And they always, some strange reason, in the back of their head, they think that, hey, Windows phones and Blackberries don't need apps. I don't understand it.
No. Yeah, I mean, definitely with an app, you have to hit all areas. It's not just, I mean, because then that limits your fan base. So I mean, you have to think beyond the box as far as if I was a part of that, if I was the fan, what would I want? You know, and that's the thing. You don't want to make it difficult for them to try to get a hold of you or to try to follow you. I mean, if that's the case, they'll just go to their computer. But this is that defeats the purpose. So, yeah, that's
exactly
the reason why we decided might as well just do it and see how it goes. And then I also have an ebook on my website that my fans can actually purchase. You know, exclusive pictures of me on my website. So definitely, if you go to AntoinetteSoto.com, you'll find my ebook, and it's, you know, it's a gracious $11.99 if you want to actually purchase the exclusive pictures. But hey, you know, there's pictures that are out there that are in that ebook that are not out there to the public. So at least you know you have something different.
Now you were kind of saying something a little bit before we went to the break. How you were saying about collaboration, so. Like, who are, like, so a couple of people that you want to, that you really want to work with this major right now?
I actually want to work with Pitbull. I mean, I would love to work because he is, you know, in the Latino scene. He's doing that. He's blowing up, and I would love to actually collaborate with him, maybe even on a video or even just converse on a certain level. Who else? I love Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott, cool. I would love to do, you know, a video with her. I'm a reality show. If she ever came out with a reality show, maybe even with that. 50 Cent. You know, I love. I'm a big fan of 50 Cent. There's just, I mean, the possibilities are endless. But yeah, those are a couple of few that I would like to work with, and maybe chop up something. It'd be nice.
Yeah, I know. Y'all heard it, man. Yeah, better on. I mean, heed, man. Don't wait till long. Then y'all gonna have to be begging to work for her. So y'all go. She was just called up. Yeah, better listen.
Definitely. it would be fun. I mean, definitely. I mean, it's all about your attitude, and it's about great people that you're working with on the set. May it be from a photo shoot to video shoot. I mean, even a runway. I've done runway. I mean, it's all about teamwork and effort and just having fun. You know, a lot of times it's not all about politics. It's about having fun and enjoying life, and that's what I tell people. They come at me, models from even my local people. They come at me and they ask me, you know, what does it take? I mean, it takes drive. It really just takes heart to really want to be out there, and it takes dedication. And you have to have tough skin. But in a way, you know, you don't have to. You just have to love life. That's what I feel.
Now, as far as with as well, modeling as well, one more thing for a great coach my community announcements. What would you say would be something you want to change in the industry? Because I know everything's not perfect. Like, let's keep it real. Everything is not perfect with this industry, and it's obviously something that can always be changed.
Well, the change, as far as There's really no stigma when it comes to modeling now. I mean, you have different ethnic groups. I mean, it's very diverse. So when it comes to models, I mean, models, they just need to be on their A game per se, as far as not being flaky, yeah, being punctual. I mean, you, even if it's just a hobby, you still take it as a profession. I mean, that's what I would love to change, and because that's kind of what people brand models. I mean, even models that have done major things, I mean, they still have a name, as far as they're just going to flake on you, or there's, it's like you have to have a certain, a degree of, okay, this is where I'm going to be, this is who I am, and, you know, I'm not going to flake on you. And that's when I come across and I converse to a lot of people, I tell them straight out, I'm professional about things. You don't have to worry about me not showing up or not me. And that's what I get a feel, is that most people don't take models seriously because they're so flaky in some areas. And if I could, I would change that whole thing. I would just completely change that.
All right, most definitely. Hold on before we close out. I got to do my community announcements. We got a couple of events I just want to get out there. One, next month, all of September, is National Literacy Month. And over here in good old Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, to be more exact, Fort Worth, they'll be doing the kickoff with GSU, with Grambling State University alumni, author Annie Brown. And that's from Grambling State University. If y'all don't know what GSU is, because mm-hmm. they'll be playing against TCU this week. They'll be playing against TCU that weekend, September 8th. So September 6th, he'll be here, and he'll be doing something called a conversation party. Definitely come check it out. It starts at 6:30 p.m. at the Doc Bookshop. Come check that out. And then another thing that's going on that same weekend is the SWAC rally in Fort Worth at the New Cobb Park, featuring Grambling, and now not only is the Grambling band coming out, but now the TSU, which is Texas Southern University band, will be coming out too. So y'all definitely gotta check it out. That kicks off at 10 a.m., comes at 3 p.m., so if you don't wake, you need to wake up early that day, you want to be able to catch everything. but then closing out, one more thing, on the DFW 4th Annual Literary Fest will be September 29th. That started at 10 a.m. through 4 p.m. at the New Kyle Park as well. And there'll be a lot of great authors. Of course, so Sheila Lipsy is the featured author with perfect stories about imperfect people. Celebrity author Antonia Toya Carter, y'all know who that is, Wayne's ex-wifey. She'll be talking about her book, Priceless Inspirations. And also, we'll be talking, they're also pushing the drive for the 10 Buck 2 exhibit that's coming next year. So y'all definitely check it out. That's all going down here in Fort Worth, Texas. Check it out. Y'all want to keep up with the community announcements, you can check them out on DuffSpot.com. Go to the events or hotspot section, and they'll show you all the events there. Go ahead and let everybody know, Antoinette, what, how they can keep up with you and whatnot.
You could definitely check on my website. It's AntoinetteSoto.com. You can tweet me and follow Antoinette Soto. You can also get in contact with me at MissFitnessAZ@Yahoo.com, and also Facebook me at Facebook.com/AntoinetteSoto. So there are various ways of getting in contact with me, following me, and as well as I actually just did a new music video. You can check out all my videos on YouTube at Miss Fitness AZ. So definitely.
Well, definitely. Well, I just say I appreciate you. Like I said, I appreciate you again for stopping through. Definitely a good look in, you know, definitely, you know, she's part of Team Blackberry. I'm sorry, Miki, giving somebody a hard time because they're part of Team Android. So big ups to the people that's still holding us down, Team Blackberry, all day, every day. But also, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all want to go back and see anything you missed or y'all can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CeddyJ. That's CEDDY letter J. You can search it on iTunes and download for free. And then also go to dustspot.com, check out everything. Of course, internet's on there, myself, some of the more artists, more models, management groups, photographers, heck, a couple of authors on there, poets. It's a little bit of everybody's on there, and that's what I love. Everyone, entertainment is definitely holding it down. All right, we are rolling on out. Remind y'all, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J. Oh, there's an internet something. Oh, there's
well,
a
thank
U.
Thank you for having me, and I just want to say God bless you, and keep it going.
Oh, I definitely will. You're always one of those people, you check up on me every week. You're like, hey, what's going on?
Yes,
you want to see that check up on me heavy. So that is definitely
yes,
great
indeed.
Support. Big ups to you for that. All right, y'all, we're rolling on out. I'll see y'all on Monday, Life After Katrina. We'll be talking with celebrity artists, partners in crime, and chopping up with them about their experience after Katrina and how they're still bouncing back to this day. All right, rolling on out. And I guess the way I call it today is say adios.
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 Bye-bye.